Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Well, it's too bad you don't get paid by the review, because there's a bunch of them for Christmas. So let's start at Galaxy. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. This isn't a remake.
It's loosely based on the original, I guess, but it's four misfits who are in detention. They discover an old video game, and they're drawn into the game, and it's a question of survival. And they reappear as almost opposites of who they are in real life. As kids, they're now full-grown adults, and some of the men are females, and vice versa. It is a funny, funny show with Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, and Jack Black, who literally steals the show. I mean, he's funny the best of times. It's really quite funny, very original. It's going to be a big hit.
Should we play?
Oh my God, I think we got sucked into the game. And we become the avatars we chose.
No!
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Run! We gotta go, get on my back.
I would rather die.
Let me down!
Hugh Jackman enjoys doing the musicals. He plays P.T. Barnum in The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, a musical biography, and P.T. Barnum, of course, is known as The Greatest Showman, and Hugh does a decent job singing. Wasn't my favorite movie, but I think there's an audience for it.
And three Golden Globe nominations, so the critics like it.
There you go.
I think I've had an idea. I'm putting together a show.
It's a place where people can see things they've never seen before.
And what is your act?
I don't have an act.
Everyone's got an act.
No one ever made a difference by being like everyone else. Every one of us is special. And nobody is like anyone else.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
All right, the Bellas reunite in Pitch Perfect 3.
Yeah, they say it's going to be the final one, and I kind of hope it is, because I think they've gone to the well one too many times. They're now out of college. They're in real world. They find there's not an opportunity to sing. They get an opportunity to reunite on a USO tour. It's okay, but it's not quite as fun and fresh as the first two.
One last show together. Who's with me?
Hell yeah.
You guys just sing other people's songs, right? Like a cover band.
All right, ladies, we're going to show them that we are not a joke.
Let's talk to finish this.
Try to have some dignity.
We don't do anything with dignity, okay?
And Matt Damon in a film kind of reminiscent of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. It's called Downsizing.
Yeah, in an effort to solve overpopulation, scientists have figured out how to shrink people down to 5 inches. It's a comedy of sorts. Matt Damon, Kristen Wiig, Neil Patrick Harris in this one. Very original idea, kind of fun. Laura Dern also stars.
So the decision to...
Downsizing takes the pressure right off, especially money pressure. We live like kings. You may
find yourself... Your $100,000 translates to $12 million.
Wow. Plus, it must feel good to know you're really making a difference.
You mean all that crap about saving the planet? Downsizing is about saving yourself.
Owen Wilson, Ed Helms look pretty funny in Father Figures.
You know, they're fraternal twin brothers, and that's half the comedy right there. But their mother has lied to them for years, saying their father is dead. They find out otherwise and go on tour to try to find him. And it's a little rough around the edges, but kind of a funny movie.
Dad's out there.
I'm going to go find him.
Does the name Helen Baxter ring a bell?
He does more than ring a bell.
Oh, she's our mom.
I don't know no Helen Baxter.
I won't rest until we find our dad.
Stop! You killed Dad!
Now I understand how Luke Skywalker felt.
All right, let's move over to the Movie Mill. You've got a couple of premieres. The Disaster Artist is a history-based drama.
Yeah, you've got James Franco and Dave Franco. We have been inundated with requests and phone calls for this film. It has a huge social media following. It's already an instant cult classic, and it follows the true story of the creation of a movie called The Room, Citizen Kane of bad movies. It just looks interesting, but again, a huge following online, and we're happy to premiere it.
We'll be famous.
You'll see.
Wish we could just make our own movie.
We will own you, LA!
We both have this dream. He wants to be a star.
Hollywood rejected? Then we do it on our own.
Action! Action! Action!
What is line?
Okay, too much wind machine. You blow me away, by God.
And cut.
And you're also premiering a film called All the Money in the World. It's based on a true story.
Yeah, we're excited on this one. You may remember the scandal. Kevin Spacey here a couple months ago was dropped from the project right near the end of filming and has been replaced by Christopher Plummer, Canada's own. It stars Michelle Williams and also Mark Wahlberg. It's set in 1973, and John Paul Getty, the richest man in the world at the time, oil billionaire, his favorite grandson is kidnapped. And he's very miserly and does not want to part with his money to save his grandson. And it's a very tense drama. We're excited to happen. This one opens actually on Boxing Day. It's a special release date, but it looks fantastic.
J. Paul Getty wasn't just the richest man in the world. He was the richest man in the history of the world.
Mr. Getty, your grandson's been kidnapped.
$17 million to release him.
I don't have any money.
How much would you pay to release your grandson?
Nothing.
He's my son, and I'll stop at nothing to bring him home.
No!
What else you got?
We've got The Star, which is an animated look at the animals in the first Christmas. It's from their point of view, and the donkey, the dove, three wisecracking camels. A lot of fun for family, Christmas appropriate. And then we have Murder on the Orient Express. I think everyone in Hollywood stars in it. Penelope Cruz, William Dafoe, Judi Dench, Johnny Depp, Michelle Pfeiffer, is based on a classic novel. 13 people are stranded on a train. There's been a murder, and they've got to solve it before there's another one.
If you can't find a film that interests you, you're not looking hard enough this weekend.
There is absolutely something for everyone, whether it's nominated or whether it's not, whether it's a cult classic, a comedy, a drama, it's there.
And Movie Mail gift certificates make great stocking stuffers.
You know what? You still got a couple of days left, and absolutely, they're always the right size. People love going to the movies.
Well, thanks for all your hard work this year, and Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you in the new year.
Merry Christmas to you. Take care, and we'll talk to you next year.